A local band will be showing off their talents to a national audience this week. As KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez reports, their performance pays tribute to a Latin music icon.
Selena was a Mexican-American singer who died more than 20 years ago. She began her career as the lead singer of her family's band, Selena y Los Dinos, and quickly rose to fame to become one of the top Latin artists of the 90s. She was known as the Queen of Tejano music and still has a large following in the Latino community, including a group of musicians from San Luis, Arizona. That's Evelyn Molina, lead singer of Los Chicos del 512, a Selena tribute band. The group released this recording of Selena's hit, Como la Flor, on YouTube.
Selena was a very unique artist. She was really like the whole package. You know, she was beautiful, she had charisma, she had an amazing voice, an amazing talent, and she was an amazing dancer.
Molina and fellow bandmate Alex Yanez are among five other band members who got together 2 years ago and have been making the rounds playing weddings, quinceañeras, and birthday parties. More recently, they played larger venues and have traveled the U.S. At one of the recent rehearsals in San Luis, Yanez, the band's percussionist, says they want to do more than just pay tribute to Selena's music.
We all enjoy her music. We all enjoy playing her music. So the main reason why we're also doing this Selena tribute band is to bring the experience to the people that did not meet her since she left at a young age.
The 23-year-old singer's life was cut short on March 31st, 1995. She was fatally shot by the former president of her fan club. Molina, like her other band members, grew up listening to Selena and remembers hearing the news when she was young.
I grew up with Selena. She died when I was about 8. That's when I heard she passed. And then just a little bit after that, it's when I started singing. I was 8 years old. Actually, Alex and I were in a band together when we were kids. Those are actually the songs we started singing. I remember the first song I ever sang with this band was Baila Esta Cumbia.
Molina says she studied Selena by watching music videos, interviews, and YouTube tutorials on how to create Selena's classic makeup look, a winged eyeliner and bold red lip, and replicate many of Selena's iconic outfits.
But to me, they're Selena fans, and I get to borrow them for about 2 hours.
She'll borrow even more fans as the band has been invited to perform a set at an NBA game in Chicago this week. Molina says it is the first time they'll perform in front of a national audience, and she hopes their 6-minute halftime performance will get people out of their seats.
The medley will consist of La Carcacha, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, and Tecnocumbia. Well, we want people to dance, first of all, and we want people to enjoy themselves. So we feel like, I know Selena has a lot of other hits, but I feel like these are the ones that people could really, you know, feel themselves to, like, dance to them.
And they are a little nervous.
We're just, like, really honored, and we're really excited, you know, to be able to take Selena's music this far. And I know there's going to be a lot of people, so I'm a little bit nervous, but it's like the good kind of nervous. It's more of an adrenaline rush, so.
The band will perform as part of the NBA's Latin Nights program, which celebrates NBA players and fans of Latin American or Hispanic descent. They'll play at halftime during the game between the Chicago Bulls and Detroit Pistons Wednesday evening. For KAWC, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.